This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Arjun's going to be with us in just a couple seconds. If I don't say this, I'm going to explode. So I just heard on the news that there's going to be an increased market for biodegradable plastic. It's insanity. It's absolute insanity. We don't need to bury our plastic and have it decompose. We don't need to be able to put our plastic in the ocean and have it decompose. We don't need to be able to put the plastic in our backyards and have the sunlight decompose. So what we really need to do is very simple. We need to have all 100% of plastic be recycled. We need to treat plastic as a valuable resource, not as post-purchase trash. All plastic needs to be categorized by type. We need to standardize on the colors, and we need to recycle 100% of it. And anybody who doesn't should be arrested for committing ecocide. Arjun in West Virginia, welcome.
Good morning, I was researching, as you mentioned, like last time, I was researching something that can use for heating other than the electricity. And I have found like some videos in which they show some barrels. They take like a barrel and they put like wood into it, and then they produce like a heat out of it. And the thing is that like my house is like half, 70% of it is like wood, and like 25% of it is like cement. So the thing is that like I'm thinking that like would it still be efficient if I put this wood heater, this wood furnace heater outside the house, and the thing is that like if not that, then you see like my major consumption is for these space heaters that I use, and they are like for 1500 watts. There are some solar alternatives in which in West Virginia there is wind also, so they are selling like wind turbine along with the solar panel and with the battery that you can do it yourself, that sort of kit. Even if it runs like for 5-6 hours in one night, and the wind turbine, if it's running, that will help with the battery as well. What would you suggest? Should I invest more like in the wood furnace thing, or should I go with the solar plus wind combined? And it's like West Virginia is like there are mountains around, so like wind will be there, not that much, but wind will be there, Yeah.
Okay, I have an answer. In 1979, I bought my first house, and it was an old Victorian house. So it was built around 1890, 1900. And it had two stories, and I wanted to reduce the cost of heating. So I bought what was called an airtight wood stove. And it really wasn't airtight. It was actually called a Franklin wood stove, designed by Benjamin Franklin. The idea is a cast iron wood stove, and it's kind of like a fireplace. It has two cast iron doors that meet in the middle, and you can watch the fire if you want, but it's way more efficient than a fireplace. A fireplace has about an overall efficiency of minus 10%. So if you have a fire in a fireplace, what happens is the air gets drawn from every crack in the house under the doors, around the doors, around the windows, and the rest of the house is freezing cold in the winter, and the one room where the fireplace is hot. And if you were to average it out, you'd have about a 10% heat loss by running a fire in a fireplace. So the idea is to have a fire in a contained, airtight box, but just enough air to let the fire continue, and then maybe blow some air around it from the room so that you could extract even more heat. So this house that I bought in 1979, what I did was I took some bricks. There was some bricks on the property, and I put some chicken wire about roughly 5 feet by 5 feet. I made a 5 foot by 5 foot pad on the floor. And it was a wooden floor, so I nailed some chicken wire down on the floor, 5 feet by 5 feet, and then I poured some mortar, which would cement the bricks flat on the floor with a typical spacing between the bricks for the mortar to hold the bricks side to side and end to end. And so I put a layer of bricks 4 inches thick. That would be what the brick would be, roughly 4 inches thick, 3 to 4 inches thick. And that was the floor. And then on the walls, I had about 5 feet of bricks in the, this is in a corner of the room, and I had two walls that formed the corner that had bricks up about 5 feet as well. So what I did was I made a wall, a firewall, with brick to protect the structure from the sheetrock from burning down, because I replaced the plaster that was on the walls with sheetrock. So I didn't want to burn the building down. And then I had about at least 2 feet, 18 inches to 2 feet, behind the wood stove with airspace, so between the back of the wood stove and the brick, so there would be air to cool off the brick and to remove heat from the hot wood stove. So number one, you need to protect the building from burning down. Now, these, if you use a 55-gallon barrel, actually, there's a kit that you can buy that will take one 55-gallon barrel, and you can cut out and put a door on it. A cast iron door comes with the kit, and there'll be a lower barrel, and then anchored to that barrel would be another barrel parallel, one on top of the other, so you'd have a really great heat exchanger. But I think it's dangerous because that gets really, really too hot, way too hot, and you might burn your house down with that. So I would buy a airtight, I'd find a used airtight wood stove, a brand name that is reliable, an old-fashioned brand name like Vermont Casting or Yodel or something like that, that would allow you to burn wood slowly and not create a massive heat source, a massive fire in the wood stove. So you'd have a slow burning fire. You could put a fan, an electric fan, to blow air from the back of it toward the front, and you can extract the maximum amount of heat from a wood stove. That would be a great choice, I think. Second to that, I guess it would be, if you don't have natural gas, it would be propane. And you could have an on-the-wall heater. And what these do is they burn roughly 30,000 BTUs worth of propane per hour. There's roughly 90,000 BTUs in a gallon of propane. So you'll burn one-third of 1 gallon of propane per hour. And they work really, really well. They're really highly efficient. And they have two different types. One type has a flame, you know, like a blue flame. And the other type has a ceramic element that is heated and it glows red. So I think the red one is probably going to be the best in terms of energy efficiency and the least amount of pollution, because these things do not have a chimney or chimney pipe. So they just hang on the wall, and they have a pilot light. And when the thermostat that is integral to this particular hang-on-the-wall heater calls for heat, the gas is released. It starts up the full-size flame from the pilot light, and it works great. But you have to have ventilation, or you will kill yourself with the toxic fumes and the lack of oxygen. So you're going to have to open the windows a little bit. and you'll have to read the instructions, maybe a quarter of an inch, a couple different windows on the other side of the house to let air in so you won't asphyxiate. Those are my thoughts, but I got to tell you, a wood stove inside a house, every time you open that door to put more wood in, smoke comes out. There's no way around it. There's creosote that's on the cast iron door, if you have a cast iron door of the wood stove, and I wouldn't buy a wood stove without a cast iron door, because steel doors warp. They warp. So you need a cast iron door. And what happens is the door is where the air comes in to sustain the fire. And it's regulated by opening a larger or smaller opening in the door. Typically, it's done with a screw-type regulator that regulates how much air. And so you turn this knob, which is typically cast iron as well, and it will allow more or less air in depending on how much you screw it in or screw it out. Those are all great designs, but the door runs a little cooler than the rest of the stove. So creosote tends to build up on the door, and then when you open the door, that creosote smokes into the room. So anyone with asthma, it's not a good idea to have an inside wood stove. But it will smoke no matter how good you are at doing it, it will smoke inside. And how do I know? I've had wood stoves for years and years and years, decades. And ultimately I came up with the design that our wood heater would have to be outside. And so we have an outside wood heater. It's the size of a small storage shed, a steel storage shed with a chimney, a stainless steel chimney. And it has a firebox that's 4 feet wide, roughly by 5 feet deep. So you could, it could be a crematorium if you wanted it to be. And, for animals if they die in the winter. And it holds a lot of wood. And what happens is there's a water jacket around that. The fire heats the water jacket. Water is circulated with a pump underground into the house, into our regular heating system where there's a heat exchanger, kind of like a radiator, and the blower in our heating system blows air over the heat exchanger and it heats the house. So the absolute best approach that I can think of, and also the most expensive, is going to be an outdoor wood furnace. That's going to be the absolute best way to go. That way you won't breathe smoke, and you can put a lot of wood in it and probably run maybe a day or half a day on a load of wood. But the amount of wood that you're going to use is going to be astonishing. You will be absolutely stunned at how much wood you use. Not how little, how much. So there's more losses of BTUs from the wood fire with an outdoor wood furnace than an indoor wood furnace. And there's still one other type, and that's an air-to-air outdoor wood furnace. So what you do is you have this thing is near the house, and there's a heat exchanger. It's air-to-air. Cold air comes from ductwork in the house, goes around the firebox. Hot air comes out of the wood stove. So there's no water. And it sits close to the house, and there's a chimney that goes up alongside the house. But the problem is, if you live close to neighbors, they're not going to like you very much because there's going to be smoke all the time that you're heating.
Yeah.
Any questions about what I've said? I mean, that's the answer in a nutshell.
Yeah. These are great suggestions, man. And certainly, I will keep on researching, and I will. And that's great. Thank you very much, sir.
And I was able to buy a top of the line wood stove, and I'll bet they're $2,000 now, a new one. I was able to buy them on the East Coast for about, I don't know, $250, $300 many, many, many years ago. So I'd buy a used one.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I just wanted to mention that Dan Pilla, you just heard his commercial. He is a USA Prepares instructor. Just want to let you know that. He's a good guy. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth.
Hey, how you doing? I know Arjun called about the... he was asking about the heating. Just a piece of advice. If he's going to try to get look for a heating source to get for his house that's used, now's the time to get it during the down season. And he may be able to even get lucky and get away with that. Maybe they'll have that double or triple lined flue pipe because that stuff is expensive. You know, and
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I'm trying to figure out how I can make our double-lined stainless steel flue pipe that has a failure point in it, how I'm going to repair that rather than spend the $179 per section of for straight length of flue pipe. So I'm going to fix it.
Yeah, because I have I got lucky and got a fireplace off somebody that had a blower, and they gave me all the flue pipe and everything for under $100. I mean, that's not bad, if you could look around. And, he may not use the fireplace. He may use it for another heat source, but if he can get the flue pipe, that's a good deal if you can find something. And now's the time to do it. Now, we just got our last propane heater for emergencies in the house, and it's a 60,000 BTU Mr. Heater, but I got it for half price. because nobody's really buying them right now.
How much is half price, David?
It was 87. It was actually kept going up. The last time I checked, there were 179 for the Mr. Heater one that I got. 60.
Okay, so this is a hang on the wall, and you feed it with a piece of line that either copper or flexible, semi-flexible stainless steel. Is that right?
No, I didn't get the hang on the wall one. I got one that I can take with me anywhere, and there's a handle, and it does up to 1,500 square feet. The Mr. Heater brands, they're more for port. You can even use them camping, but they're probably one of the most safest ones. But they do have the hang on the wall ones, like you said. But I chose not to do that in case I needed to, you know, change placement and have it out just for if I need to emergencies. And it's hard to get propane right now. It's getting harder to get.
Yeah, and I know a story of a propane company, a major propane company. It's just miserable, and they are just giving one of their long-term customers just so much grief. And propane can be dangerous. It absolutely can be dangerous. You need to inspect your propane tank, the valves, the plumbing, the appliance. You need to inspect it regularly. And some people have the black iron pipe that they use to move the gas to the appliance, and sometimes when it's outside it rusts, and then it fails and it leaks, and the propane can leak out. Or in the case that I'm thinking of, a woman had a propane gas pipe, black iron pipe, under her deck for 30 years. The gas company installed it. It rusted through, and there was a fire. Now, I don't get it. I don't know how there was a fire, a flame coming out of the propane black iron pipe, you know, kind of like a pinhole. I don't understand. I don't understand how that caught on fire, but it's been really, really hot, and her whole house could have burned down, and the propane company is just miserable about it, absolutely miserable. They don't seem to want to help her. So, yeah, this is a, you know, this is a widow.
Now, we tried the electric heaters. We always had them for emergencies, and we used them one time when our capacitor, the blower, went out. And, yeah, you get those new capacitors. There's nothing like the ones that you're supposed to get. But we had to use them, and just for a couple weeks, it over doubled our electric bill. So that's why we went and have plenty of the propane one Mr. Heaters that we can use for that if we have to. You know, those are using them electric is bad.
Yeah, well, if you're talking about a heat pump, that's better. If you're talking about resistive heating, which I believe you are, where you just have the coils that glow red like a toaster in your heating system, or you have a baseboard resistive heating system, baseboard heat, electric, or if you have a portable space heater, those are all really expensive per BTU of heat. It's probably the most expensive way to heat that you can think of. That's why people have oil burners. That's why people have gas furnaces. That's why people have heat pumps. That's why people have wood stoves, because electric resistive heating is the most expensive way to go. And it's not clean. It's only clean at the point of use. It's not clean at the
Jake power. Was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in New York City welcomed the arrival of another group of illegal immigrants who were bused from Texas as they crossed into the United States from Mexico under President Biden's open border policy. New York City Mayor Eric Adams essentially criticized Texas Governor Greg Abbott, saying, "Not in my backyard," while Abbott says, "We don't have a choice because of President Biden's policy." Police in Albuquerque say they arrested the primary suspect in the killings of four Muslim men in New Mexico's largest city. 51-year-old Mohammed Saeed of Albuquerque was charged in the killings and was called a suspect by police in two other slayings. Chief Medina.
This has been a tough week for our community, but we pitched in and we all worked together to solve this crime. This crime made our community feel like it was under attack.
We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The inaugural launch of NASA's SLS rocket from Florida is slated to launch for the first time in just 3 weeks. It will do so with 8.8 million pounds of thrust. Large crowds are expected for the August 29th launch. The raid on President Trump's home in Florida with Department of Justice officials brandishing automatic machine guns has many Americans crying foul, suppressing a possible presidential candidate less than 90 days away from the midterm election. Georgia Representative Jody Heiss on Fox News says the search warrant makes no sense and the weaponizing of the judicial branch of government is a constitutional nightmare.
Well, that makes no sense, and it's frightening. You know, I think probably the number one thing that any citizen of any country fears the most is their own government being weaponized to come against them. And it's the biggest nightmare to see that happening right here in America. I mean, we have right now the same DOJ going after parents at school board meetings. Now the Trump, yesterday they seized the cell phone of General Scott Perry, a member of Congress. Where does this stop? And now, goodness, you look at 87,000 new IRS agents that no doubt, or at least the fear, they will be released to go after more than likely conservatives and political opponents of the Democratic Party.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Last day.
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Quick headline, quote, this is Daily Mail, quote, locked and loaded. Palm Beach police have received intelligence warning that armed pro-Trump protesters are planning to descend on Mar-a-Lago following FBI raid, end quote. You know, class, I mentioned that I don't want anything to do with anyone who has voted for and or supports this current regime. You heard in the news 87,000 new IRS agents. Why? why do we need 87,000 new IRS agents? Every government agency is armed to the teeth. They've bought ammunition, they've bought shotguns, they've riot guns, they've bought assault weapons. Well, that's what they call them, right? Assault weapons. They've bought every kind of weapon you can think of. The Postal Service, Fish and Wildlife, the IRS. Really? That's what they've done. And of course, we have the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, right? Got all that. We have the Secret Service. We have the county sheriffs. We have the city police. We have the National Guard. And during the last few years, government agencies have been arming themselves at a fantastic rate. Fantastic equals high, large, enormous. David, you were talking about heating, and I know Gwyneth has some things that she wants to cover today as well. Is there anything else that we can help you with?
Oh, me? No, not really. Like I said, and then those, like you mentioned about the capacitors, I ordered new capacitors, and they probably are 40% of the size of the old ones, and they feel like they're all plastic. I don't even know how they're going to work.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. They are smaller. They are made mostly in China. And yesterday, we had a leak coming out of our Whirlpool manufactured agitator washing machine. It's probably 30 years old. Mrs. Finelli said some water on the floor. Our son took the cover off. It takes two screws to take the cover off, and there's two clips that hold the entire front and both sides and top. It's all one unit. You can take all that out with two screws. You flip open the, you flip back the control panel, or two Phillips screws that typically hold the control panel, and that's where the knobs are for the washing setting, you know, normal, gentle, etc. And then the water level, and then the hot and cold switch. So that whole control panel tilts back with two screws. You lift off the cabinet, which has the lid part of the cabinet, lift that off, and then it is exposed, the water pump. There are two clips that hold the water pump on, two clips that hold hose clips that hold the hose on. 15 minutes later, I had a new water pump in place. I keep two of them here in stock because I know they're going to go bad. I just don't know when. And so I replaced that, and I took a picture of the capacitor and put it in the book so that I can show you all how to replace the capacitors. Two little wires on the capacitor. And yes, you're right, the new ones are smaller, and they're still $12, or probably going up now a little bit more, but about $12. They last about 15 years, so you ought to get one. And yeah, they're smaller. But I don't know how to fix that. I don't know how to fix it in terms of getting a better capacitor. The old ones are made by a company called Mallory, and they were absolutely world-class, the best you can get made in USA. So I added some synthetic differential lube, 85W90, full synthetic differential lube. I added that with a hypodermic needle into the transmission. There's a little tiny vent hole at the top of the transmission, a cast iron transmission with a stamped steel lid. It's painted gray, little tiny vent hole. I used the hypodermic needle, put the differential synthetic lube in there, added about 3 cc's. Everything is great. It works beautifully, and it's even quieter. So you ought to get a water pump if you have an old-fashioned agitator washer. It's going to leak. You just don't know when, and they're about $12 to $15 on eBay. So for $12 to $15, it seems like $12 is the number for me to fix things around here. $12 for the air conditioning compressor, $12 for the air compressor, $12 or $10 for the ceiling fan, $12, $12, $12. And that's all it takes. Most people, honey, it's leaking. It's on. Look at that. Look at that water on the floor. We need a new one. A new what? A new washer. So the one you get is way worse than the one you had. Any quick comments, David?
No, just about, you know, and the sad thing is there's people out there that are doing these repairs knowing that it only costs $12. Like our capacitor outside, my wife, I wasn't home. She was here. They charged her $480 for that capacitor. You know?
That's good work if you can get it. Jeez.
That is sad. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
And it was, David, you're saying it was the capacitor, right?
Yes, it was a capacitor, but I wasn't there, and he knew she couldn't see. He took her, and matter of fact, the neighbors had to come and get the guy out of the house because he was making fun of her after that, and she was getting ready to let our rebel out. And she said, "You, till I get to that door, you better be out of here because he'll deal with you." And yeah, he left $480. You know.
Yeah. So okay, so just one quick comment. If you feel you've been ripped off, what you can do is you can initiate a dispute if you pay with a credit card. I wouldn't pay any bill without a credit card, okay? I've never paid cash. So if you pay with a credit card, then what you do is you say, look, you know, you ripped me off. This is a $12 part. It took you an hour to figure it out. How much is your labor? $100 an hour. So it's 100 plus 12. It's $112. You charged me $480. I want the difference back. You call up your credit card company, tell them what happened. They will take that money right out of the repair person's account. They'll give it to you until the repair person says, no, it really took me 12 hours. I gave him a break. So you fight it back and forth until somebody gives up. Whoever gives up loses. Okay? It's happened to our daughter. She got ripped off. I told her about it. She disputed it. And she got a great portion of her money back. It took a couple rounds back and forth. Ultimately, she won. That's what you do. Okay, class? It's called a dispute. Look it up on the internet.
Can I ask Gwen, that's a question real quick?
Sure.
Hey, Gwen, did you ever deal with your laptop issue? Did you ever find one? Or?
I haven't dealt with that yet.
Okay. Because I've been cleaning up my desk. I have one here that's only had about 10 hours, and it's perfect for you because I'm not using it. You know, it's been sitting on my desk for quite a few years, but it's actually made for somebody to take out and to cover up the ports if you want to use it and take it out. It's a convertible with a dock.
That'd be great, David.
Do you use Linux or Windows? That's my only thing.
I can learn how to use Linux. I have been using Windows. But if it's not Linux, I can learn how to use Linux. I've had some experience with Linux.
Well, it has Windows, the new Windows on there. That's not it. It's just that I'm trying to find the easiest way for me to try to see right now to clean it up. It's only been used just to update the software. That's all it's been sitting there. But it's a touchscreen convertible, so you could even put it in a dock. But it's made to take it out so you can, you know, not be super cautious with it. It's got caps to cover everything up, but it's perfect. It's brand new. It's been sitting on my desk collecting dust.
Thank you very much for that, Matt. I would very much appreciate that. And
I'll ask.
You know,
I'll see if I can get your email address. Yeah, maybe if you can, maybe Vincent can get a hold of it for you to me or something. You know, but
Gwyneth, you have an address with us here at USA Preparers, right? Gwyneth, do you want to give out so everybody knows how to contact you, Gwyneth, with your USA Prepares address or not?
USAPrepares.com.
Yeah.
If Gwyneth, anybody wants to get in touch with me.
Yeah, Gwyneth at USAPrepares.com.
G-U-I-N. I'll just spell that out for people. That's G-U-I-N for Nelly. E-I-T-H. That's G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H at USAPrepares.com.
It's really nice. I got 1,000 into it, but it's just sitting here collecting dust, so I'm not going to be able to really use it anymore, which I never really did. It's just sitting here, you know, but I can find a way to get it there and work with you. Oh, real quick, I'll let you go, Vince. My boy got his first year checkup, and he's between 95 and 100. So
That is wonderful. And you're talking about your shepherd.
Yeah, but he's a year old.
Is he mostly black or mostly tan or mostly
he's
silver?
He's all white. He's all white. Pure white.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely spectacular.
Yep.
Wonderful.
But
well,
I'll let you guys go and do your show stuff.
If you can, I'd love to see a picture of your boy.
Yeah.
If he
still don't have all his teeth in yet. He's got quite a bit of growing still to do, but, you know. But yeah, that's okay. Well, he does. Even they were shocked at it. People thought he was a full dog and he was a puppy, and he was the talk of the office. We actually go to the same place Lou does. So, yeah.
That's great.
I'll let you guys get back to the show. All right.
Yeah. If you can send me a picture, I'd love to see it and share it with our family.
Oh yeah.
David, thank you for calling in, and thank you for your kindness in helping Gwyneth. That's wonderful.
Thank you very much for that, David.
Sure. That's fine.
All right, later.
Thank you. See you. Bye-bye. You know, Gwyneth, what we just heard is just who USA Prepares is. A group of individuals who some of us have met each other, some of us haven't. I've never met David. I've never met you. We've never met. No, the three of us haven't met, and yet we are here for each other. And it's just wonderful. So David just demonstrated who we are. Gwyneth, we were talking about the drought. We were talking about the drought for these ancient civilizations that have disappeared, and that drought has never ended. And it looks to me like we are doing the same thing. We are in this massive drought, very little rain. It's rained a couple times in the last 2 months. It doesn't look like the fields are going to recover enough for us to get a second cutting. It looks like farmers are still in panic here to sell their cows. And it's not just here. It's Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri. And the grain crops are down all over the world. I was looking at a video of a farmer, small farm in England, and they had a piece of equipment fail. They needed a baler. They needed a bearing. The bearing failed. And so, and this is a piece of common gear, okay, not an off-brand, a main brand name brand. And they, in order to get the bearing, they had to fly it in from France. They had to fly the bearing in. They had to have the mechanic show up on site, you know, from the dealership to rebuild it. I'm sure it was thousands of dollars to fix this bearing, which is probably a $20 part. And the dealer didn't have any. So they had to fly it in from France. Now think about that. That's where we are. And when you have to cut hay, you got to cut it like right now, not in 2 weeks.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I just went to Sam's Club online, and I typed in Delvac, D-E-L-V-A-C. That's a diesel engine oil. $51.98, except for one thing. Out of stock for shipping, out of stock for pickup. So there's another brand, Shell. They make theirs, diesel engine oil. It's called Rotella, R-O-T-E-L-L-A. It's a heavy-duty diesel engine oil as well, just as Delvac is. Shipping out of stock, delivery out of stock. So, do we know the exact date that we hit the wall? I don't profess to know the date. I know Gwen has said August 15th is the day that's been announced on the internet. I don't know if that's it or not, but I do know that diesel engine oil is hard to get right now. Right now, hard to get. And I also believe that when people realize how much diesel engine oil is used for these yachts, these pleasure craft, they're going to blow a gasket because they're not going to be able to operate their farm machinery to earn a living because people are trolling around for lunch burning $2,500 worth of diesel fuel while they go and have a picnic on their small, I'm not talking about these big mega yachts, I'm just talking about just a, you know, big boat, $2,500 worth of diesel fuel for lunch. People are going to come unglued. Class, Gwyneth has said it. Maybe you should say it. Gwyneth, what do you think about Dodge? Should we stay in Dodge?
No. If you intend on living, you should get out of Dodge and you should get out now. Okay? And you should not make plans to return. And you should do it as soon as possible. Because when all this goes down, I can tell you how it's going. the blue team and their assorted minions and hangers-on, the people with guns who purport the right to kill you, if you don't behave yourself in their eyes, they are going to have probably a year's supply of diesel engine oil. Okay. So they are going to be doing their thing for about a year in the cities. But they're kind of going to be out for their own mileage. So they're going to be more reluctant to go out to some rural estate to go and make trouble for people in the countryside. The people in the countryside are going to be left alone. Okay? But the people, the towns, even small country towns, are going to become concentration camps. Okay? Concentration camps. And the bigger the town, the worse it's going to be. So if you get somewhere like New York City or Singapore or, well, I mean, Shanghai now is hell on earth for the people who live there. It is absolutely, you've got people screaming in the middle of the night in Shanghai now because they have been told by their government to not leave their apartments. The government is going to create some sort of an event which they are going to blame for this chaos that probably not going to tell all the populace that the reason why there's no groceries in the supermarket is because there's no diesel engine oil. And I think that your average guy down the road is not going to be able to join the dots between no engine oil and no food in the supermarkets. That they're going to say, well, what do you mean that the trucks can't run if there's no engine oil? Can't you put some more engine oil in it? And to be able to get that simple fact into their head is going to be a monumental effort of calculation for them, and they're not going to be able to do it. Yeah, some of them will be. I think a proportion of them will. But that proportion that can figure out that without any engine oil, there's no heavy haulers, and without heavy haulers, there's no groceries in the grocery store, they're going to be the ones that leave. Okay, before the petroleum stops flowing, because the petroleum is also, that the gasoline is also carted using diesel engine oil. Everything's carted using diesel engine oil. You should leave, and you should leave now, and you should get out and get someplace in the countryside somewhere with as many acres of land as you can afford. And I would say 20 to 40 acres minimum. That is, you know, depending on how you use the land. You know, I've got 20 acres of forest, but it's open forest, and I can use the understory as well. The grass can actually grow underneath it. But, you know, this is what you're going to use. And you're going to use 80 to 100 kilograms of wood a day to heat a house.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.